be able to provide us with information on this. Thank you, Minister, for giving me the floor. As the Minister just said, we have many displaced persons in our country right now. And to identify who the displaced persons were, we have to know who they are, identify them. And humanitarian efforts on the ground were underway, and the government wanted to know who was who. There were people that came in, people that left, there were host families, there were displaced person camps, people going back and forth. There were 220,000 displaced persons. And for them, we've set up the mobile clinics. There were over 10,000 displaced persons who received medical care. And the program was going to continue up until March. But as we heard, unfortunately, we were forced to shut the program down because of the war. But the government of the DRC, with the support of its partners, has done everything to come to the aid of displaced persons. But we cannot go into the regions occupied by the rebels. But I would like to tell the committee that with the humanitarian assistance we have on the ground, there is a budget in place to assist the displaced persons. We're talking about $2 billion to fight the humanitarian crisis in the DRC. That's how large a budget it is. But we weren't able to mobilize the $58 million at first. So how are we, a country with $11 billion total for the entire country, that's the entire country's budget, how are we going to allocate $2 billion of those 11 for the humanitarian crisis in the DRC? The government has done everything it could with its partners, remarkably so. But there's so many people in need in displaced persons camp that we are trying to see how, with the means available, we can face and deal with the humanitarian crisis. So that is what I can say in just these few